third assailant was running for his life. Manuhotep rose up and flung his spear with a powerful twist of his body. It missed by inches, and the fleeing target disappeared into the night. "Grave robbers?" someone asked. "Or spies," Manuhotep said. "I've felt as if we were being followed for days. We need to hurry. If he gets word to Pharaoh, we won't live to see the morning."
"Perhaps we should leave," his wife urged. "Perhaps this is a mistake."
"Following Akhenaten was the mistake," Manuhotep said. "The Pharaoh is a heretic. Because we stood with him, Osiris punishes us. Surely you've noticed that only our children fall asleep, never to wake. Only our cattle lie dead in the fields. We must beg Osiris for mercy, and we must do it now." As Manuhotep spoke, his determination grew. During the long years of Akhenaten's reign, all resistance had been crushed by force of arms. But the gods had begun taking revenge of their own, and those who stood with Pharaoh were suffering the worst.
"This way," Manuhotep said.
They continued deeper into the quiet city and soon arrived at the largest building in the necropolis, the Temple of Osiris. Broad and flat-roofed, it was surrounded by tall columns sprouting from huge blocks